Blog Talk Radio. Changing real soon in my game. So, you know the drill. If you've watched the show before or listened to the radio show on Blog Talk, I'm up, I'm here, and we're going to throw some cards. We're going to do the week forecasting. And my scheduling probably this week is going to be more of the nighttime variety, probably later in the evening shows, since I will be doing this new job or whatnot. So we'll get there. I probably will not work weekends, but we'll see. Mornings are usually really great because I got a good crowd in the morning, but I do sometimes do stuff in the evening and sometimes late at night, so it just depends on who's around. Or who the universe wants them to hear, basically. I'm going to fix this right here. Walk in. What's up? So, y'all, I got a big break in my case that I'm working on right now. And this is not just me that this is happening to. There's a lot of people. But now I have it figured out how they're doing it, even if you cut them off. So there is a whole world of technology and abilities. Like, nothing is impossible. Impossibility? No. Nothing's impossible. They're just ideas lying in wait. So, I will be sharing with everyone how this shit is done. For the life of me, I could not figure out every time I cut off virtual machines and Hyper-V why I would be cut off. Man, but there's a lot. Last night it felt so great shutting off all of his APIs. And I got you not once, twice, three times. Actually, just five counts on just breaching our internet privacy and network. Just that. That's insane. But I'm going to tell y'all how that shit's done and how to find it, because everyone's using it. And if you have an angry ex, girlfriend, or boyfriend, guess what? They gonna do this shit to you too. And they can figure out how just by Googling it. Google will teach you for free. Microsoft, they'll teach you for free. It's disgusting. So, hopefully, if everything goes the way that I would like it to, I'm hoping to, like, get the news in on this so that way the whole country and the whole world can get what's going on. Because, I mean, everyone needs to hear this shit. But I figured it out. It felt so good knocking them off. And it's insane that this could even be possible. I have seen a lot of shit now. All right. Yeah, I made it to where that dumb fucking thing won't turn off so I can actually see who's in my studio. How interesting. How did that get in there? Can't trust them. No. Cannot trust these people. I have to go to another place. I can't trust my own town. How'd that get in there? That's strange. Pay attention to small things or weird shit like that, because the universe has a way of talking to you. Through people, places, things, ideas. Let's try that one. Oh, yes. Now, we had some big forecasting going on. I also gave myself a short way, literally by accident, but I'm sure this is how originally also it was done. Like kings and commanders and stuff like that, anybody in the old days, dynasties, what have you, even the Egyptians, like the first set of these were giant and made in gold. And I think there was like maybe only two sets in the whole world, and I want to say it was like, don't quote me on it, but I want to say it's only the 8 sets in the Vatican does now, but they were Egyptians, and they were giant. Your playing card came from them. They just took 1 through 14 and took one away, put the jack, turned the knight and knave into the jack. That's what they did. And then, of course, they took out the major arcana. Now, what I've been doing for myself to make things quick, I've just been doing numerology for the day, and then I will pull those cards. I don't like reading for myself. I will literally use a book. Anyone else, though, fine. Yep. Thanks, everyone, for becoming a fan. Friday was a very good day for tarot reading. Of course, I'm really late this morning. I decided to arc my computer with it not connected to the internet. Where the fuck's it coming from? Killing me. Cannot fucking figure it out. You know, I like only 3 years. Yeah, let's see who we can conjure out. Let's see. Find something not terrible. I'm going to see what happens when I just do this. Let's see what comes up. Let's see what happens. What I noticed is that as soon as I play certain types of music, it's weird. It draws certain types of energy. He just did this to someone already on. That's wonderful. Alright, let's see who's on. You're on that city. Oh, they fell. Interesting. I put on that other song after so I could deal with this person. I don't even know what number that was. That just hit them. That was interesting. All right, we won't change it this time and see what happens. That was strange. I don't know if they heard that song when I put it on. I'm not sure. Different things happen different ways, but just like burning sage, sometimes the universe has a way of keeping certain things away, including people. If you're burning a sage in your house and someone was going to come over and they say decide not to, or people leave, it's doing its job. My mom says she's allergic to it. As soon as I start burning that shit on the other side of the house, there's a giant house. She busts in the room even if she's sleeping to tell me to stop. What? I do not do any sort of magic in my room anymore because I work with burning shit and fire a lot, and I can't do anything without my mom coming from in the other side of the house when the house is coming down. She gets one whiff of something. It doesn't matter if she's dead asleep. Because we woke up to our house burning one time. Our house was on fire while we were sleeping in it. My neighbors thought we were burning leaves. That was a wonderful Friday, 13. That was strange. They're calling from a number of I didn't recognize before. Probably a West Coaster. I don't know. Maybe she heard Megan and didn't like it. I do get men calling me, but it's mostly females. Okay. So I guess while we wait for people, let's get our shit over with. We only have 15 minutes left to do this shit. Let's see what happens. Let's see if we got anything. Because I know we did it up till tomorrow. You invited 200 people? Oh, thanks for becoming fans and inviting people. see if anything new is going to happen. I know later tonight we'll have stuff that can BT Dub, if anyone puts their hand up, I don't notice it immediately because it looks like a pot leaf to me. Oh, thank you. This one I got in 2012, and I was a sixth person. He tattooed. This is one of my designs, but I, like, drew this with some really pretty, it's called Maya Cosmetics, and it's all, what is it called, natural, so you can use water and draw with it. Beautiful colors. So I did this thing and filled it in, and I was in Wisconsin visiting a friend who I was in prison with back in the day, and she's actually tattooed on my arm. This guy was throwing out free tattoos. I was the sixth person he ever tatted. My skin's really soft, but it broke the needles getting it in. So it took 14 hours, and then it took 24 hours to heal. The excess ink just, like, got pushed out. I got this tattoo while I was up there running from the law. I had beat up a man nearly to death who was raping a lady, so I kind of had dipped because they were trying to force me against my ex, and I wasn't doing it because he was such a man. He's tattooed actually on me too. He took the charges for me. So, but that guy did not die. So, you know, and then he ended up getting out of trouble. And I got obstructing an officer, 6 days in jail, a $900 fine. Best public pretender ever, Mr. Hobbs. Oh, that's scary a little though. I do apologize for not having hair right now. Life has been pretty interesting with my disease right now. I hate calling it a disease. It's not like I can give it to anybody else. It sucks. Well, I can give it to my kid, you know, genetics, which is horrible. Anybody show up? Oh, we have people. We have people. Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Nice. I've been getting calls from there as of late. What can I do you for?
Wow. I just turned my volume up. What do you see for me in the next 3 months?
Can you hear me? Would you like to do the next 3 months? Fantastic. Let's do it.
Like the next 3 months, yes, with my job. Next 3 months, my next 90 days with my career.
All right,
thank you.
Gotcha. All righty, let's see what's going on. You are at the Sun and the Three of Pentacles. So at the moment, we're at a calm spot, but looking ahead, as the universe is giving you all the elements that you need to make things happen, you in the next 30 days, the first 30 days, I suppose, as of now, you have the Ace of Pentacles and the Magician. So right now is a good time to start thinking about throwing your resume out and making some things happen. So then, I'm gonna put a third card here. Because you have the star on top of that, make it more even and intelligible. There we go.
I like where I'm at. My job I'm at right now, I love it.
That's what your sun is about. You also have the stars. You have the stars, the three of wands, and the sun. So right now we're in a good place and we're hoping for the best. You know, manifesting and whatnot, building a life. So then you have on top of your magician, see, that's why I threw another card there. You have the four of pentacles.
Okay.
The four of pentacles is basically, when it's right side up, it's like looking through a window. And at this time, it feels like it's okay, but we're seeing some turbulence, if you will, leading down in the path of your job. That's why it's the pentacles. Now, in the next 30 days after that, your 60-day point, you have the hermit, the death card, and the king of swords. The hermit is about contemplation and leaning more in towards yourself. Kind of like taking time out to think about what's happening or how to deal with it. The death card is talking about not a tower change where everything just comes tumbling down, but more like a door opening and one closing. You do have the king of swords. Now, the king usually represents an older gentleman. In this picture, he has a small child or being with it, and he's holding the world, and he has a sword. But he seems to me, is this like, I feel like that there's going to be an opportunity, maybe a promotion in the works from someone. But in the next 30 days after that, at your 90-day point, if you should open this door and go through it, you have the Ten of Swords, the Five of Wands, and the Ten of Swords is about having too much mental burden. So kind of like maybe some pressure is put on at this point. But you have the Five of Wands, and it's literally like being beaten by those around you or went up against. Not quite seven. Actually, you do have a Seven of Swords in your final outcome. You have temperance with that as well. There's going to be some turmoil here soon, and I think that might be why the door is opening for you.
Okay.
But the temperance card is here at the same time, so just have patience and let it happen. Just go with the process. But what I don't like is the Seven of Swords. I hate having seven. Seven of Swords at that, because that's usually like betrayal, something not going so great due to others around you being clannish or, you know, something like that behind the scenes happening. But with this Seven of Swords, you do have the Wheel of Fortune and you do have the Knight of Cups. Knight. You right now are good with your coworkers and stuff at this point, correct? Like nothing work-wise, you know, the environment seems okay.
Yes.
Okay. The Seven of Swords in this sense, like he's swallowing a sword, but it's like dangling from a string on another sword that he's balancing with his feet. And he's got his mouth open. And the Wheel of Fortune is about taking a chance and spinning the wheel. Whatever should may happen, you know, wherever the cards land is where they are. You do have the Knight of Cups as well. So that's kind of like more of a representation of oneself, taking it in the moment. But you love where you are. So your foundation here, you have the Three of Cups, the Nine of Swords, and the Queen of Pentacles. Question here is, within your workplace, are you someone that generally people go to a lot?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, you are the Queen of Pentacles right now. Because the Queen of Pentacles in this deck, she's holding a pentacle around her feet, are several others, like, that depend on her. She's like a mother figure. Now, you do have the Three of Cups. And that now is a time of merriment. It's pretty good, emotional-wise. But there is some mental stuff going on behind the scenes that haven't appeared yet, but will. And you have the Nine of Swords that is literally, you have a lot of swords, a few swords here. So there's going to be a lot of mental thought and motion, more physical and money-related, so work-related things falling in motion as well. I would say this is definitely telling a story. Something is going to occur. What I'm going to do is I'm going to try this out. No guarantees, but let's see what happens, because I feel like we're missing a key element. It's like not cryptic, but we're missing something. So I want to see if I can connect. Nine of Wands. So this is what crosses you. Knight of Pentacles. Nine of Wands. And again, another sword. Knight of Swords. There's got to be a person who becomes an issue. There's something that happens. It's another person. Or maybe an authority. Maybe it's, wow, this is quite the movement. I need to take a picture of this. Okay, so what I did was I went between each 30 days and the final outcome. I put a card horizontal, like usually when you do that, that's like what crosses you, like what's the obstacle. And each one, one's a physical, one's an action, or one's mental, one's an action, and one's a physical card. The Knight of Pentacles is actually really good, so something good around the corner comes. My guess is this. You're very possible in the next 90 days going to be moving up, and it's going to cause some problem where you were because you are someone everyone depends on. So I feel like it's going to cause a little bit of backlash and also a little bit of guilt. But it's going to work out mostly, and you're going to be worrying about what happens if you do take this position. So, yeah, go with the flow. Let it happen. It's not terrible. I don't see job loss at all. It's more or less because you're important. Where you are now, you're going to be, you know, missed. There's going to be some, you know, I hate you right now for leaving type of stuff. But no job loss or anything. It doesn't look like it's going to be a toxic environment. Now, I do worry about the 90-day part because maybe there's going to be some turmoil in making this decision, maybe even with just yourself, if you're going to move up or not. But in the end, it looks pretty good. So just go with the flow and take a chance if you feel like it's right for you. Don't let others be the reason why you don't do it. Make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Perfect. Yes, it does. Yeah.
All right. I was very, very pleased with the outcome. You're welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, if you're an animal communicator.
Do what now? What was that?
Can you talk animals, dogs?
Oh, I feel like I've talked to you before.
Yes, like a year ago.
Yeah, I've been gone for a while. I was like, I feel like I know this person. Yes, you're the one that I do them for. Absolutely. Are you still doing the fostering dog thing?
Yes. Now,
did
can
you
I
ever
have a question
keep
about my dog?
Oh yeah, sure.
She has never done this. Friday, I changed my routine. I went to the gym. I had a vacation day. Okay. And I came home and she was crying. It could have been because I changed my routine and she's like, oh my God, she's abandoning me. She's a rescue dog. Do you feel her crying a lot more when I leave? That's what I'm, oh my gosh, I don't want her to do that. But I did change her routine. She's okay now. But but she doesn't like that. Does that make sense? I know.
Yeah. I'm actually shuffling the cards for you as you are asking the question.
I know.
Now, did you end up keeping that one dog that you wanted to keep?
Yeah, of course I did. I've had her for over a year. Yes, she's a baby.
Oh, wow.
I love her.
I'm glad you are doing well. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Everything's perfect for me right now. Yes, you got
it.
Everything
does look that way. Yes, it does look that way. I definitely see you having promotion in the works, but definitely not like losing anything that you love.
I know.
But definitely there's going to be some butt hurt.
And jealousy, I know. Always. But my little dog, I love her. Is she okay? Olive, her's her name. Olive.
Olive?
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I haven't talked to her in over a year. I know.
I know. I'm so glad you caught me today. I'm going to do what I normally do with the dog thing. Hold on. I'm going to reshuffle because
you
I'm
are
still
so
playing you.
My dogs. You are so accurate. I know.
So, have you fostered other dogs since?
No. I kept her? No, I
oh,
have
wow.
not. She is my baby.
Olive.
She's spoiled, believe me.
I see that. Okay. So, at this moment, she's sitting at the Ten of Cups, the Six of Cups. And that's her heading right now. At this moment, what she's going through at this moment is Knight of Wands and the World. Her hanging, like the things, the final outcome, all the stuff that she's feeling, it is the Fool, the Devil, and the Nine of Pentacles. Now, she does feel she has happiness, and she has been going through small bits of the bonding part where you're like completely bonded, but the way that she's feeling is the way that she had felt before being abandoned.
I know.
But it was short, it's short-lived, but it's bouts of depression is what it is.
I know.
But she does have the Fool, which is starting over and jumping in, you know, to this new life and journey with you. She's mostly happy, doesn't like it when you leave. The Nine of Pentacles is very good to have, especially when it comes with that Devil is about having either a bond of person or like an addiction. In this sense, it's a way of thinking and the old way of thinking of how the old way that she had been treated, how she felt. Basically,
yep.
You know, kind of like when you're in a new relationship and you think that something has happened, it makes you feel like the other one did. Yeah. But mostly she's okay. Just lots of reassurance and love.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I love her. She's my baby. Listen, you have a
I'm
wonderful
glad
evening.
That
I'm
you were
you
able
on
to.
Today. Oh, yeah. I've been talking
to you
over here. It's wonderful.
I know.
And you're so right
Things
on
have
my
been
career.
Crazy.
So right.
This
you
is so
spot
awesome.
On with my career.
So everything has worked out, and all of your readings have come to fruition.
Yes, you were so spot on with my career. I'll just keep moving forward, and just that's all I can do. And you're right. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. And you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling. I'm trying to get on more. I'm changing jobs. I start tomorrow. So my schedule, I'll know more after this week. But the morning times are the best times, but I might be moving to, like, evening sometimes. So I'm here, though.
Thank you. I know
you're
you said
welcome.
It worked today. Have a nice evening. Thank you. Morning.
You
afternoon,
as well.
Whatever. Thank you.
Yeah, right? Bye. She's one of my regulars. As you said, she hasn't talked to me in a year. There are several other people who do call me that I haven't heard from yet. So when the time is right, Pretty cool. Oh, yeah, I have. I've been doing tarot readings since 2012. It's a funny story. When I beat that man nearly to death for raping that lady and I finally went to jail or whatever, it was weird. I was only there for 6 days. Yeah, I'm supposed to be there a week. I was there for 6 days. Started reading palms. I mean, it was weird. Didn't know I could do that. And then a riot happened. We were locked down for 3 days, and they're like, you got to go. I ran down the street at 6 in the morning to my best friend's house there, and she was doing tarot readings in her living room. I busted in her door. I was like, are you a witch? We've known each other a long time. And she's like, well, duh. And I was like, oh, okay. We went to our neighborhood store area, which happened to sell tarot cards. So I got my first pack. And we frequent the bars because, you know, we were right there in the middle of OSU, where a college is. They have a strip of. We would go sit at bars or whatever, and I did my first tarot reading on accident for someone. And I've always been super accurate. I either can do hands, I can read you or cards. You either can or can't do it. It's not something you learn. You're getting 2 wisdom teeth pulled tomorrow? I hear ya. I had mine pulled, and apparently I had already had 2 removed. I don't know which one, but there more grew, I guess, so I had to get them all removed again. And me, my brother and I both have 3 to 4 roots. Yeah, my brother just had, I don't know why they did it, a root canal, and he's still in pain, and he has to have it removed after going through all that. So, telling you what, man, if they don't give you pain medication, how the fuck are you going to survive? They didn't even give my brother pain medication or antibiotics. They fucked his shit up. So, I do wish you the best. I don't know how the rest of the day is going to go. I'm trying to get through the 2 and 6. I want to say I already did that one. So I think our second person had dipped out. So, and I don't have my chat open right now. I have to get another cell phone. Back then, when I got it done, I was in Texas, and we could have pain pills. I was in so much pain, my dentist actually met my husband to give me more meds because it was so horrible. I could not talk properly, but after the second round of medication, I mean, it stopped hurting eventually. Oh, it was awful. My face was this big. But now they're not handing out meds to people. You can't just take Advil or Tylenol. You know, you can't. So that's not going to stop nothing. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. But I did find this stuff. It's been helping me because after the kidnapping and attempted blah, blah, and him punching me in my face trying to knock me out and stuff, you know, I have 2 cracked back teeth here. And, you know, they were moving, and this tooth is chipped with this tooth because I have my piercings here, and I was in shock, you know, that it was happening, and I had a fight response, so I didn't even realize my nose was broken for months. But my teeth are, you know, some of them are broken. My gum is turning purple. I had, like, red. I'm like, great, I'm going to lose these teeth. So I found this stuff online. His white oak bark, I had found a powder once in the castle, and I would make the paste. Awesome. But I found some drops. Now, are there teeth drops by Dr. Scholes? I think that's what a D is. D. It's fixing all of that. Now, it's not going to fix the crack exactly, but my gums are not, like, it doesn't hurt when I floss or anything like that. And my gum that was, I guess my tooth is dying or something maybe, I don't know. But it was purple. It's not purple anymore. My gums are not red anymore. And I just use it, and I use my mouthwash for rebuilding. I don't use nothing fluoride. I don't put no fluoride in my daughter's mouth either. We don't do that here. because fluoride is not good for your teeth or you. So it is changing my life. Now, I won't say that going to fix your wisdom teeth, but whenever my brother listens to me and he puts the drops on his pain, it stops. It's supposed to help heal. It's pretty damn good. So I definitely recommend. I paid $24 for it, and I took a chance, and it works. I'm very happy with it. Anesthesia. I'm allergic to anesthesia. So every time I go under, I almost die. But I think that wasn't something I had to deal with in Texas. I think that's something that happened later. I wasn't as lupusified then. Aw, looks like we had someone come in and drop off. Well, I have 18 minutes left. So if you come on in the next 18 minutes and I catch you, don't leave. I'll look over. I'm doing a stream on top, so when people ask me questions and I look at them, because sometimes I don't look at them, so bear with me here. Oh, man, let me tell you, I haven't been to a dentist yet, but I need to go. I got insurance. Like, I'm pretty sure these need some help still. And I naturally am missing a tooth. Oh, there's one. Wait, is it? No. That's not one at all. That's not one I already did. So, yeah, they pop on and they pop off sometimes. Oh, thank you. This is, I do straight acrylic. I don't bother doing nail polish. That shit chips. So, like, I already get my feet done and I get my nails done. But due to the amount of coding that I have to do right now and all the shit I'm doing and my new job, I can't have razor-sharp nails, and it's fucking annoying me. I never really do red, but I chose blood red, you know. But it's got glitter in it, so, you know. Hey, hey, 509. Gotcha. You're on That's the Peak.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
What can I do you for?
I'm just wondering about, like, if you ever see, because I'm currently single and I'm, like, close to ending my 20s. I'm wondering if you ever see me finding, like, the forever person or, and what that person is like or, like, about love, basically.
Okay, first I'm going to tell you that lonely hearts attract monsters. Secondly, right now, you have the Eight of Wands, Four of Cups, Page of Wands, as you are heading at this moment. As you are building your life right now, I know things have come to a stagnation. I feel the emotions part, especially with the Four of Cups, like, you know, feeling wanting to do this right now. You're feeling a certain type of way. Page of Wands is telling you have some fun, enjoy life right now. Right at this recent moment, I went ahead and did you a 3-month process because I felt something was definitely headed your way. That being said, Queen of Wands, Magician, Page of Cups, right now you are basically getting to the top of yourself at this moment with the Page of Cups sitting there, but we're still right now whatever part of you that didn't get healed in your subconscious, right now is a very good time to attract a narcissist and put you in a bad place in life, possibly even setting you back. That being said, the next 60 days, King of Swords, Queen of Cups, and the High Priestess. Alarm, 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 alarm bells. You will attract a monster, unfortunately, so you need to be wise. Right now, the High Priestess is telling you, better listen to your gut, because if you do not, and you entangle with this King of Swords, because as you are right now, lonely, lonely hearts attract monsters, that's what I always say. The 90-day period, which it kind of looks like this guy's going to push his way into your life. Okay, so the 90-day period, you have the Two of Wands, Eight of Cups, and the Hierophant. Now, the Two of Wands is basically you putting things into action, and also there's some entanglement going on here, but it's going to cause a lot of mixed feelings, and whatever in your subconscious that didn't get healed is going to attract this lesser being, and it's going to pull you down. Now, that's if you say yes to whatever this fool is offering. The Hierophant also coupling that. Now, that Eight of Cups is going to be you shying. It looks like she's trying to say no to whatever he's offering. Now, the Hierophant is the number five in the major arcana, and it's about authority, doing things the proper way. You might be willing to even bend the rules for some reason, almost in a trance. So it's going to be a no, definitely emotionally, but it's going to cause some mental strife. Now, you do have four pentacles there. And in these ones here, there's a lady and a guy. He's very selfish. This is a physical thing here. It will set you back if you let this person in your life. You do have the Seven of Pentacles, which right now in a time of building, it would be a good time for you to guard yourself, especially from whatever this thing is. Now, you do have the Nine of Swords, which is about having anxiety and the feelings of, like worry and emotional pain even. So your foundation is the King of Pentacles. Now, the Three of Wands, the Queen of Swords. Now, you are that Queen of Swords. Now, she's got two swords in her hands. No seal, no shield, just two swords. So your foundation is telling you, be vigil, be smart, make sure you don't do anything that does not serve your purpose. You are not an inferior being. However, you are going to attract one. It's kind of like you're being tested. You do have the King of Pentacles. So, steadfast. Do not let anyone push your boundaries. And there is a fool headed your way, but he is exactly that, a fool. So make sure you don't get fooled by the fool. As you are looking for this possible soulmate right now, he is not. Do not put yourself in a situation that will happen if you say yes to this person. Do not say yes to the first guy. I do not know if there will be other suitors. I do not see them, but you will not get any others if you do not pass this test. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I know. It's not what you want to hear. It is scary. It's not what you want to hear right now, but it's the best advice you can hear right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to end up in that situation, and it'll just put you 1,000 years behind yourself, and you don't need that. Because you're awesome and amazing, and also read your makeup, girl, because if it says talc, it has asbestos. Get rid of it.
Okay.
Read your makeup, by the way. If it has talc in it, it has asbestos. I suggest you go read that crap. Oh, my God. Yeah. Go read your makeup, lady. You might be putting chemicals in your face.
What's the ingredient again? Like,
it's called talc. If it says talc, do not use it because it has asbestos. You cannot get talc without asbestos. And that can cause cancer. That's inoperable. And it's in our makeup. So go look at your makeup.
Oh, my gosh. How is the FDA not regulating it? Like, it's insane.
We do what we only ban 25 of the 1,200 chemicals that the EU bans, and we do not ban talc. And that's what's in your baby powder. Do not use that.
Do you know how?
Hello?
Hi, we just lost her.
Oh. Hi.
How did that happen?
How are
That's
you?
Strange. Hi. The
Hi.
Radio, the studio is pushing people through. What can I do you for?
My name's Pat. I got a reading from you a long time ago and really happy to find you again. Do you do general readings or
whatever.
Tell you? Huh?
Whatever you want.
Actually, I've had 2 years of, well, I've had a whole life of difficulty, but the past 2 years when I really made an effort to change things got even more difficult. I'm really trying to chisel away the negative thinking and take a change, have everything shift. I really, at this point in my life, I'm really looking for some rewards and ease and plenty and love, everything that I've not had, Jim, in general, but... What do you see?
Queen of Cups, Seven of Swords, King of Swords. What's going on there? We have been through some adventure. All right, so speaking of a general, Ten of Cups, Five of Pentacles, and the Hierophant. That is your recent, right now. You have in your next immediate future, actually, the Chariot, the Five of Cups, and the Three of Cups. And your future is the King of Cups, the Four of Wands, and the Queen of Pentacles. Foundation is the Ace of Swords, Six of Cups, and the Sun. Your final outcome will be the Two of Wands, the Ten of Pentacles, and the Seven of Cups. So I'm seeing a lot here. Firstly, Queen of Cups, huh? So the Seven of Swords, I always hate. That's usually like some sort of traumatic truth, especially when it comes between two, if you want to call them human cards, the court cards. Those are people or ourselves. You had the Ten of Cups, which everything looks to be pretty good, but because of the Hierophant, which could be something or a person that could be like, more authoritative of our lives. They're trying just kind of be like being with a terrible partner. But basically you're looking out of a window because it's not a door, because it's right side up, looking towards something better in life. In the next immediate, like this is going to happen. You have the Chariot, the Five of Cups, and the Three of Cups. So generally, we're moving away from the situation, and the Five of Cups has someone being yelled at, and their hands are to their ears. They don't want to have to listen to it. It's like being tortured emotionally. And you do have the Three of Cups, so even though there's some merriment there, it's time to pick up and go. So in your the distant future, you have the Four of Wands, the Queen of Pentacles, and the King of Cups. This King of Cups seems very selfish to me, and also a bit manipulative. The Queen of Pentacles is telling you, hold down your ground, and whatever isn't working, get rid of it. And whatever plan you have in place, it's a good time to go ahead. The Two of Wands, the Ten of Pentacles, and the Seven of Cups are your fine print says. Your foundation is Ace of Swords, Six of Cups, and the Sun. So even though things were great, there's lots of memories, it's time to pick up our sword and think of a new, obviously we already thought of something, what to do, and we're changing that. So, and because we're making these moves, we have the Two of Wands is telling you, get going, hurry up, let's go. The Ten of Pentacles is telling you everything's going to be in place. Even though it's scary, do not worry. Just go with it. Your Seven of Cups, even though emotions are running high, we're having a roller coaster, they will calm down and you'll be able to just focus on you. So keep going. Don't stop. Don't look back.
Don't look back. Okay.
Don't look back.
It started out sounding not great, and then it got kind of confusing. In general, are things going to improve?
It's going. You said there will be improvement. But
someone being
emotional.
Go ahead.
You have a lot of emotional and mental and a physical obstacle right now, and there's a lot at play here. What you had wished for is ready to be flourishing now. Like, you can start finishing up and tying up your loose ends. Go with it. Move on. Like, go ahead and move on with your plans. And
okay.
It's going to be emotional roller coaster, but don't worry about it. It's part of the process.
Okay.
God, today's about processes. I hate today. I hate having to say that to you, but there's a lot going on here. And without spilling your whole entire business to the world, you know what I'm telling you, and the cards, the universe is listening to you. So you have the go-ahead. So things will be changing for the better.
Okay. Well, if you're interested in confirmation, I'm doing a small claims court. My mechanic blew my engine. My state insurance canceled me almost, I think, out of cruelty to someone who was having a bad day. And then struggling with my son. And you're right, I'm trying really, really, really hard to move forward and to change the thinking and get myself healthier. I just want to confirm what you're saying. I think that's what you're all talking about.
It literally is.
Okay.
There's a lot of things at play against you, or has been.
Yeah.
And this is like, now it's everything coming. We are going
and
to 90 seconds. People are now lining up.
Okay.
That's crazy. I want to preface this, everyone. We will be getting kicked off. My studio has been pushing calls through for some reason. I don't know why. But we do have 90 seconds left. If I did not catch you this morning, you will catch me tomorrow evening after I get done working and stuff. So
thank
just
you.
Letting you know. And as for you, ma'am, things will work out in your favor. It's just going to take some more finishing up the doing, the doing part. So
yeah,
steadfast.
Thank you.
Do not. You're welcome. Don't be scared. And the reason why you're starting to feel the way you are is because you're going in the right direction. Don't let anything make you not stand up for yourself. It's what you have to do.
Okay.
Right now,
okay.
this is time.
All right. You're terrific. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you again.
I'll be here tomorrow, guys. And that's
oh,
the
good.
Key.
Thank
you for coming. You're welcome. So I just want to say thanks, everybody, for watching and listening. And if I didn't catch you, I do apologize. The studio is just, like, doing stuff on its own here. Usually I have to push things to go through, so crazy day. So if I miss you, hit me tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow evening. I will be busy in the morning. So that's the tea, everybody. Wear your hands. Wash your mask. That's funny. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Black Lives Matter. Fuck Donald Trump and the GOP. And that's the tea, y'all. Zen Rider out.